Thank you and good morning. The state's largest public employee union has called off a one-day strike that was scheduled for today after negotiations between the state and the SEIU stalled. Union members say that the state's offer of salary increases are completely offset by increased health care and pension costs, and were prepared to conduct the first state worker job walkout in state history. The SEIU represents more than 95,000 state workers, including Caltrans, Cal State employees, and Fish and Wildlife members, who were prepared to strike after a Sacramento Superior Court judge declined to block the action. A hearing has been scheduled for December 13th as 12 of the state's 21 bargaining units, including librarians, engineers, and medical staff, continue to work under an expired contract. A Trinidad man faces more than 3 years in prison after he was convicted by a Humboldt County jury on charges of violating his probation. 24-year-old Blaine Martin, who has two previous convictions related to guns and drugs, was pulled over by a sheriff's deputy in McKinleyville in March of this year. The deputy searched the vehicle and located a loaded firearm. Martin was booked for felony probation violations. Martin was convicted by a jury during the trial, and Assistant DA Brent Kling was the prosecuting attorney. Martin faces more than 3 years in prison when sentenced at the end of the month. The Yurok tribe has followed the lead of the Hoopa Valley tribe and filed a lawsuit against the federal government with a claim that the government's actions on the Klamath River led to the growth of a parasite and subsequent fish die-off. The tribe's lawsuit claims the federal government's illegal operations on the river have led to low-flow conditions ripe for the growth of the parasite. The tribe claims that more than 90% of juvenile coho salmon have been infected. The Hoopa tribe filed a lawsuit earlier this year claiming similar federal actions had affected Chinook salmon. The investigation into the murder of Jeff Settler at his remote property near Laytonville on November 11th continues, and there remain four suspects wanted in connection with the case at large. Investigators in Mendocino County continue to search for 27-year-old Freddie Gastel from New Jersey, 34-year-old Gary Blank from Illinois, 32-year-old Jesse Wells from New York State, and Michael Kane from New York State as well. Two men connected to the case have turned themselves in, Zach Wooster, accused of killing Settler, and 23-year-old Gary Fitzgerald. The Amber Alert system worked over the weekend after an alert was issued by Washington State Police after a family out of Port Angeles, Washington, reported the father of two children, an 11 and a 13-year-old, had taken the children from the home without permission. It was early Saturday morning when a CHP officer on patrol on I-5, south of Willows, just west of Chico, spotted a suspect vehicle and, after double-checking with dispatch, identified one of the children and then conducted a traffic stop. The officer arrested the father and his girlfriend on kidnapping charges, and the children will return to their family. There were some questions raised locally regarding the alleged kidnapping of a 4-year-old girl who was taken from her grandmother's house in Eureka last week about why the Amber Alert system had not been used in that instance. The sheriff's office said that the Amber Alert wasn't activated in that incident because the child was not considered to be in immediate danger. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jordan Christmas has Our Community News.
In this month's Our Community News, we'll take a look at the impact, both current and historical, that crab fishing has on the economic health of the cities and towns along the North Coast and the Wild Rivers Coast of Oregon. It's a story that is tied to the history of the land itself and to the expansion of white settlers into the region to extract the abundant resources, gold, timber, and fish. Crab fishing didn't take off in Northern California until well into the 20th century, and it relied on the infrastructure, the transportation network established for the timber industry, including the railway and Highway 101. Eureka has hosted an active fishing fleet since the 1920s, but it was post-World War II when the crab fleet in California expanded to include ports here on the North Coast. The Hallmark family built the Trinidad Pier in 1946, and locals constructed the Citizens Dock in Crescent City in 1950. Noyo Harbor was established in 1960, and along with port infrastructure like docks and piers, processing facilities were built as well. It's easy to see how crab fishing plays a key role in the economic life of our communities.
Thank you, Jordan. Coast Central Credit Union has awarded 4 community grants totaling $50,000 as part of its community investment program. $20,000 has been awarded to the Turner House Project in Eureka for the purchase of a housing facility for at-risk teenagers, while a little more than $12,000 was awarded to Arcata Fire for the purchase of thermal cameras. The HOPE program at St. Joseph's Hospital received $10,000, and over $7,000 will go to the Fieldbrook Volunteer Fire Department. That's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.